Shalom Aleichem, Rabbeisai. We talked about the approach to tefillah on Rosh Hashanah yesterday, and I want to move on now to talk a bit about appreciating what's actually going on Rosh Hashanah. We all know in a general way that it's the Yom HaDin, it's the Judgment Day. We also know that that ties in with crowning Hashem as King. But let's put it all together based on our earlier sources. What we'll be discussing is going to be mainly based on tonight, as Hashem, is mainly based on the Maharal and the Ramban. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day that man is judged. It's also the beginning of the year. Why do the two go together? Why is man... There are a few judgment days throughout the year, the Gemara tells us. Right? But man is judged at Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the year. Why do the two go together? And also, why specifically is the first day of the year Judgment Day? So the Maharal says as follows. We have to pay careful attention to both words, Rosh Hashanah, the head of the Shana. Shana, the Maharal says, is from the term Shina, repetition. It repeats itself, meaning time is not one ongoing process. The year is a discrete creation, and it has to be renewed every year. There's a being called Tavshin Pei, a unit of time that was created. It finishes. That's the end of existence in terms of time. The end of time, if you will. And then existence is brought back into, or renewed, created again on Rosh Hashanah. It's a new existence. This is a concept that's discussed in many of the Sfarim. The Ramchal talks about this, the Maharal, many others. And it's really alluded to in the Tefillah that we say, when we say in the Tefillah, Ayon Haras Olam, the day is being born. The world is being born today. There's a new creation. Now, if we understand this, the Maharal says that's really why it's the Judgment Day specifically for man. Judgment Day, what it really means is that Hashem is creating a new world, so Hashem is giving out roles. It's a new world. There are all kinds of roles in that world. That's really the judgment that's going on. There are all kinds of roles in that world. Everybody, you have to realize that your life, your existence, your circumstances are all aimed toward a certain end that Hashem wants. You as a Jew, your neshama, with its own unique nature, is filling a very, very specific role in Hashem's world. Each neshama is really filling a role that's a once-in-history role. And your precise circumstances are all geared toward enabling your neshama to fulfill its very precise function. So when Hashem creates this entity called a year, there are players in that entity, and Hashem is deciding the roles of who's going to have which role this year. And this, in effect, is the judgment that's going on Rosh Hashanah. This is, in effect, the judgment that's going on Rosh Hashanah. So now, we also understand that this is why Rosh Hashanah is specifically the judgment day for man. It says, for example, that the judgment day for grain is Pesach. The judgment day for fruit is Shavuot. There are other judgments. Judgment day for water is Sukkot. There are other judgment days. But man, the reason that man, his judgment day is when the world is renewed, because the world is really about man. The world is about man is the focal point of the world. Man is the purpose of the world. And therefore, creating a new world is really creating a new chapter in the history of man. It's really creating a new generation, a new year of people. And therefore, it's the judgment day for us. So we are all going to be there, ready to be given our roles. Now, to go a step further, and we're going to come back to this, but I first want to fully lay out the Maharal's explanation of the term Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. So he says, Rosh Hashanah, as the day that the roles are being given out, it's the Rosh. It's the Rosh. It's the head of the year. The head of the year doesn't just mean the beginning. It means the head, also in the anatomic sense, in terms of anatomy. What is the head? The head is the place that all the rest of the body stems from. It's controlled. Everything going on in the body is controlled from the head. Controlled, what's that? Control center, yeah, in the brain. And that's essentially what Rosh Hashanah is. The entire year, if you picture a stem cell, if you picture a whole a cell of DNA, it has information in it, right? There's a whole plan that's going to unfold as the creature develops, right? You're talking about a fetus, okay? The DNA dictates, now it's time for this organ to start developing. Now it's time for this limb to start developing. It's a process of 9 months, right? When the eyes develop, when the kidneys develop, when the lungs develop, it's a process that unfolds over 9 months. But those 9 months are all packed into that initial string of DNA, right? It's all there. It just has to unfold. This is what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is the day when it encapsulates the entire year. That's what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to say. A person gets sick in the middle of the winter. Said, oh, I caught a cold yesterday. He didn't catch a cold yesterday. He caught a cold on Rosh Hashanah. The cold was, I don't know if the cold is a good idea, right? The cold, specifically colds, the Gemara says, depend on man's behavior. But whatever it is, you get the idea. So therefore, it's important to understand that this is why Rosh Hashanah is a very sensitive day. Rosh Hashanah is setting the tone for the entire year. Now, if you talk about the brain, when you do brain surgery, the surgeon, whoever it is that's dealing with the brain, has to be extremely careful. Wherever you touch there, you can be affecting different things. You touch anything the wrong way, you press that thing in the wrong way, you could be paralyzing the person. You could be rendering him blind, right? You could be affecting this organ, that organ, etc. We have to realize that Rosh Hashanah is the day when, it's like, I don't know if this term is correct, open brain surgery, right? The head is being formed now. And this is something to be conscious of all throughout Rosh Hashanah. Everything that we do on Rosh Hashanah is contributing towards the way the year is going to unfold. And therefore, there's a lot of attention placed in the Sfarim on all the different details of Rosh Hashanah. We know that Rosh Hashanah has its unique mitzvahs, right? There's the mitzvah of blowing the shofar. Blowing the shofar is something very, very powerful in terms of setting up the year on the right track, which we're not going to talk about right now. But it's besides that also, all the different aspects of Rosh Hashanah. The shachris of Rosh Hashanah is considered a very, very important tool in terms of setting the tone for the shachrises of the whole year, right? You have the famous Gemara that says, and a person who sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, his mazel will sleep for the year, right? That's why it says it's customary to avoid sleeping in the daytime in Rosh Hashanah. The Maaseh says, Mapaiskin, you can be lenient after Chatzos, etc. By the time you get home from Shul and have your Suda, I don't know about you'll already be past that point. Some were particular not to even after Chatzos. Whatever it is, the concept is that anything going on Rosh Hashanah can be a harbinger, can be setting up circumstances that are then going to carry out throughout the year. That's also why, right, all kinds of different symbolic things we do are very much based on this concept. That's why we make a point of eating sweet foods on Rosh Hashanah, right? Because whatever we experience on Rosh Hashanah itself is going to be setting in motion many aspects of the year. Therefore, yeah, we make a point of eating sweet foods on Rosh Hashanah. We eat foods that symbolize all kinds of good, mazel. We avoid eating bitter foods on Rosh Hashanah, right? Shouldn't have pickles on Rosh Hashanah. What's that? Why should that affect? So, okay, I'm not going to get into the particulars of that now. It could be that we should spend some time tomorrow, Bli Neder, actually discussing how the eating has that effect. But in a general way, we'll say right now that anything that you experience, anything that you're associating with on Rosh Hashanah can affect your entire year. That's what we'll just say right now in a general way. So you're experiencing sweetness. That is what will set the tone for the year. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, an even more fundamental aspect of this is, if these things are symbolic and they can affect the year, he says, certainly make sure to avoid anger, to avoid getting impatient at home on Rosh Hashanah. He says, because that can certainly set the tone through the year, for the year, right? It's more important than eating the honey and then avoiding the pickles and the bitter foods. That sets the tone for the year, and therefore you want to make sure that your disposition is pleasant throughout Rosh Hashanah, that your attitude is one of pleasantness, of easygoingness, and in a general way, to be conscious of this, that whatever's going on in Rosh Hashanah, it's all first, and it's all things that will be setting the tone. From your shacharis to your mincha, your ma'ariv, it's the first shema of the year, it's the first baruchu of the year. And Tzvi Meir Zilberberg also stresses, afterwards, when you're saying to people, it's the first greeting of people of the year. It's your first interaction with people in the year. You want it to be very, very warm, very pleasant. When you come home and you greet the family, this is also a first that's going to set a tone. You want that to be as optimal, as pleasant, as warm as it can be. In general, the state of consciousness. What's that? Oh, either way, Yoytze. I don't know. But the main thing is that it should be with a big smile. That's the main thing. So this is a bit of the depth behind the term Rosh. It's not just a way of saying the beginning of the year, but there's something very literal here about how Rosh Hashanah actually, when whatever you're doing on Rosh Hashanah, you are actually busy setting in motion, interacting with Hashem, and setting in motion many things about how the year will play out. Okay, there's more to be said about this, and also Bli Neder will try to address some tomorrow, Bli Neder, of the question you asked, why particularly in eating. There's a lot of depth to many of these things, but we'll end here for tonight.